Welcome to Nightlights. With autumn in the air, I've got music on the way from Nat King Cole, Johnny Hartman with John Coltrane, Abby Lincoln, Frank Sinatra with Duke Ellington, and more, including a tour de force Sonny Rollins performance of Autumn Nocturne, and author Jack Kerouac reading his essay October in the Railroad Earth. I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me for Autumn Serenades, coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you. Tenor saxophonist Stan Getz performing Early Autumn, derived from the composition arranger Ralph Burns added as a Getz feature to his Summer Sequence Suite for the Woody Herman Big Band in the late 1940s. Burns liked Getz's saxophone solo so much that he turned it into a new tune, Early Autumn, that became a hit and a jazz standard after Johnny Mercer added lyrics to it. It's a good time of year for some autumn serenades on this edition of Nightlights, and autumn being autumn, a lot of autumnal songs and recordings tend to be of the ballad variety. And we'll hear three in this first set, including a take on Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York by trumpeter Kenny Dorham's short-lived Jazz Prophets group, an outstanding hard bop ensemble that included saxophonist J.R. Monterose and pianist Bobby Timmons, but which recorded on only a handful of occasions. And we'll also hear from the classic 1963 meeting of singer Johnny Hartman and saxophonist John Coltrane that resulted in one of jazz history's most admired ballad records. First, a song written by one of those obscure hipster figures that jazz history's full of, a guy named Harry Nemo, who bounced around the music world in the 1930s and 40s as a songwriter and actor, writing lyrics for songs such as Duke Ellington's I Let a Song Go Out of My Heart, the hits Blame It on My Last Affair and Don't Take Your Love From Me, and the novelty tune Be Gesind, which Dizzy Gillespie would record. He also pops up as a jive-talking character in the last of the Thin Man movies, 1947's Song of the Thin Man. Nemo wrote Tis Autumn in 1941, and it was recorded by several big bands of note, but it wasn't until Nat King Cole's 1949 version that it became a hit. At the same session, Cole knocked off another song that would become a hit, Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life. Here's the Nat King Cole Trio and Tis Autumn on Nightlights.
Old Father Time checked, so that be no doubt. Call on the north wind to come on out. Then cupped his hands so proudly to shout, la-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. The trees say they're tired, they've borne too much fruit. Charmed all the wayside, there's no dispute. Now shedding leaves, they don't give a hoot. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. Then the birds got together, chirp about the weather. After making their decision in birdie-like precision, turned about and made a beeline to the south. My holding you close really is no crime. Ask the birds, the trees, and old Father Time. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di-da-di-dum, tis autumn. It's just to help the mercury climb. La-di-da-di, la-di-dum. 'tis autumn.
Thank you. comes autumn with her serenade. Melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars were clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October wandered by. Let the years come and go, I'll still feel the glow that time cannot fade when I hear that lovely autumn serenade.
Johnny Hartman and John Coltrane doing Autumn Serenade from their eponymous 1963 album, backed by McCoy Tyner on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. Trumpeter Kenny Dorham before that with a gorgeous solo on Vernon Duke's Autumn in New York from the album Roundabout Midnight at the Cafe Bohemia. J.R. Monterose on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Edgehill on drums. And we started off with the Nat King Cole Trio in 1949 doing Henry Nemo's Tis Autumn with Irving Ashby on guitar and Joe Comfort on bass from the CD The Best of the Nat King Cole Trio, the Vocal Classics 1947 through 1950. Music now from the late singer Abby Lincoln, who passed away just a week after her 80th birthday in August of 2010. In 1996, she recorded an autumn song that I haven't heard anywhere else. It's R.B. Lynch's When Autumn Sings, and she gave it a really poignant late-period Abby Lincoln rendering, with veteran saxophonist Frank Morgan joining her. We're also going to hear another joining of forces, the chairman and the Duke, Mr. Frank Sinatra and Mr. Duke Ellington, who had long wanted to record together and finally did so at the end of 1967. For several years in the 1960s, Duke was also on Frank's record label, Reprise. It's an interesting album because Billy Strayhorn had passed away, and the recording was arranged so quickly that Ellington didn't have time to write any arrangements, so Sinatra brought in Billy May to do the charts, played by the Ellington Orchestra. We'll hear them doing a tune Sinatra had never recorded before, an ode to the warm weather spells that sometimes occur in late autumn, Indian Summer. First, Abby Lincoln and When Autumn Sings on Nightlights.
Thank you. you old Indian summer. You're the tear that comes after June time's laughter. You see so many dreams that don't come true. Dreams we fashioned when summertime was. Some heart that is broken by a word that somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June. Fading too soon, that's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer. Somebody left unspoken. You're the ghost of a romance in June, going astray, fading too soon. That's why I say farewell to you, Indian summer. You old Indian summer.
Two giants of 20th century American music, Frank Sinatra and Duke Ellington, doing Indian Summer from their 1968 album Francis A. and Edward K. Johnny Hodges playing a beautiful saxophone solo there. Supposedly Frank Sinatra said right after it, "My God, John, that's unbelievable." And longtime Sinatra arranger Nelson Riddle said that Billy May's chart for that tune was the one he wished he'd written. Abby Lincoln before that doing When Autumn Sings from her 1997 CD Who Used to Dance, with Frank Morgan on alto sax, Mark Carey on piano, Michael Bowie on bass, and Alvester Garnett on drums. I'll have more autumn music in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at Indiana Public Media. nhcmedia.org/nightlights. And you can also find us on Facebook at Nightlights Classic Jazz. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Autumn Serenades on Nightlights. Music for the Autumn is the theme on this edition of Nightlights, with epic performances now recorded about 20 years apart by two significant figures of 20th century American jazz and culture, tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins and novelist Jack Kerouac. Sonny Rollins had first recorded the standard Autumn Nocturne in 1964 for RCA, but it's his live 1978 version that gives you the chance to hear how he turns his song into a vehicle for an all-out exploration of his abilities as a saxophonist. And we'll also hear Jack Kerouac in 1959 reading from his essay October in the Railroad Earth, a piece that evokes the backstreet world of San Francisco and Kerouac's work as a railroad brakeman, set in the month that Kerouac found most special. First, Sonny Rollins and Autumn Nocturne on Nightlights.
Thank you. There was a little alley in San Francisco, back of the Southern Pacific Station at 3rd and Townsend, in red brick of drowsy, lazy afternoons with everybody at work in offices. In the air, you feel the impending rush of their commuter frenzy. As soon they'll be charging en masse from Market and Sansom buildings on foot and in buses and all well-dressed through working man Frisco of walk-up truck drivers. And even the poor grime-bemarked 3rd Street of lost bums, even Negroes, so hopeless and long left east. And meanings of responsibility and try, that now all they do is stand there spitting in the broken glass, sometimes 50 in one afternoon against one wall at 3rd and Howard. It is all these Milbrae and San Carlos, neat necktied producers and commuters of America and steel civilization, rushing by with San Francisco Chronicles and green call bulletins, not even enough time to be disdainful. They've got to catch 130, 132, 134, 136, all the way up to 146, till the time of evening supper in homes of the railroad earth, when high in the sky the magic stars ride above the following hotshot freight trains. It's all in California. It's all a sea. I swim out of it in afternoons of sun-hot meditation in my jeans with head on handkerchief on brakeman's lantern, or if not working, on book. I look up at blue sky of perfect lost purity, and feel the warp of wood of old America beneath me. And I have insane conversations with Negroes in second-story windows above, and everything is pouring in. the switching moves of boxcars in that little alley, which is so much like the alleys of Lowell, and I hear far off in the sense of coming night that engine calling our mountains. But it was that beautiful cut of clouds I could always see above the little SP alley. Puffs floating by from Oakland, or the gate of Marin to the north, or San Jose south. The clarity of Cal to break your heart. It was the fantastic drowse and drum hum of lum mum afternoon, nothing to do. Old Frisco with end of land sadness. The people, the alley full of trucks and cars of businesses nearabouts. Nobody knew or far from cared who I was all my life, 3,500 miles from birth, all opened up and at last belonged to me in great America. And now it's night in Third Street. The keen little neons and also yellow bulb lights of impossible-to-believe flops. The dark, ruined shadows moving back of torn yellow shades like a degenerate China with no money. The cats in Annie's alley. The flop comes on, moans, rolls. The street is loaded with darkness. Blue sky above with stars hanging high over old hotel roofs and blowers of hotels mooning out dusts of interior. The grime inside the word in mouths falling out tooth by tooth. The reading rooms tick-tock big clock with creak chair and slant boards and old faces looking up over rimless spectacles bought in some West Virginia or Florida or Liverpool, England pawn shop long before I was born. And across rains they've come to the end of the land sadness, end of the world gladness. All your San Franciscos will have to fall eventually and burn again. But I'm walking, and one night, a bum fell into the hole of the construction job where they're tearing a sewer by day. The husky Pacific and electric youths in torn jeans who work there, often I think of going up to some of them, like, say, blonde ones with wild hair and torn shirts, and they say, you ought to apply for the railroad. It's much easier work. You don't stand around the street all day, and you get much more pay. But this bum fell in the hole. You saw his foot stick out. British MG, also driven by some eccentric, once backed into that hole, and as I came home from a long Saturday afternoon local to Hollister out of San Jose, miles away across verdurous fields of prune and juice joy, here's this British MG backed and legs up, wheels up into a pit, and bums and cops standing right outside the coffee shop. It was the way they fenced it, but he never had the nerve to do it due to the fact that he had no money and nowhere to go, and oh, his father was dead, and oh, his mother was dead, and oh, his sister was dead, and oh, his whereabout was dead. But and then at that time also I used to lay in my room on long Saturday afternoons listening to Jumpin' George with my fifth toque, no tea, and just under the sheets laugh to hear the crazy music. Mama, he treats your daughter mean. Mama, Papa, don't you come in here, I'll kill you, etc. Getting high by myself in room glooms, and all wondrous knowing about the Negro, the essential American, out there, always finding his solace, his meaning in the fellaheen street. And not an abstract morality. And even when he has a church, you see the pastor out front bowing to the ladies on the make. You hear his great vibrant voice on the Sunday afternoon sidewalk full of sexual vibratos saying, why, yes, ma'am, but the gospel do say that man was born of woman's womb. No, and so, by that time I come crawling out of my warm sack and hit the street. When I see the railroad ain't gonna call me till 5 a.m. Sunday morning, probably. For a local out of Bay Shore, in fact, always for a local out of Bay Shore. And I go to the whale bar of all the wild bars in the world, the one and only Third and Howard. And there I go in and drink with the madmen, and if I get drunk, I get. The girl who come up to me in there one night, I was there with Al Buckle, said to me, you want to play with me tonight, Jim? And I didn't think I had enough money. And I told this to Charlie Lowe, and he laughed, said, how do you know she wanted money? Always take the chance that she might be out just for love, or just out for love, you know what I mean. Don't be a sucker. She was a good-looking doll. She said, how would you like to ulyuku with me, mon? And I stood there like a jerk. In fact, bought drink, got drink drunk that night. And in a 299 club, I was hit by the proprietor, the band breaking up the fight, before I had a chance to decide to hit him back, which I didn't want to do anyway. And out on the street, I tried to rush back in, but they had locked the door and were looking at me through the forbidden glass in the door with faces like undersea. I should have played with her shoo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-ka-dookie.
Jack Kerouac in 1959, reading from his essay October in the Railroad Earth, with Steve Allen accompanying him on piano from the Rhino Box at the Beat Generation. Before that, tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins in a live performance of the standard Autumn Nocturne from the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco in 1978, backed by Mark Soskin on piano, Arl Ray on guitar, Jerome Harris on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, from the Milestone Rollins collection, Silver City. I'll close out this autumnal edition of Night Lights with a 1958 recording by saxophonist Cannonball Adderley and trumpeter Miles Davis, made just several months before Adderley made his studio debut with the Davis Group that would eventually wax Kind of Blue. The Something Else date was released under Adderley's name, but it bore Miles' influence, especially on the version of the standard Autumn Leaves. Davis told liner note contributor Leonard Feather, "All of my inspiration today comes from Ahmad Jamal, the Chicago pianist. I got the idea for this treatment of Autumn Leaves from listening to him." Autumn Leaves would become a staple of Miles Davis's so-called second great quintet in the mid-1960s. Here he is with Cannonball Adderley on Nightlights. Thank you. I closed with Cannonball Adderley and Miles Davis doing Autumn Leaves, backed by Hank Jones on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Art Blakey on drums, from Adderley's 1958 album, Something Else. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. You can listen to other Nightlights programs and view playlists, jazz news, and commentaries on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. And you can also find us on Facebook at Nightlights Classic Jazz. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Christina Kuzmich, executive producer. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.